Praise the Lord, my wonderful friends. This is Pastor Terry Sisney. This is the Overcomers Broadcast. I want to welcome you in today. We haven't been with you for quite some time. We have gone through some situations. We had some dental work done, which kind of put me behind the eight ball for a little bit. But we're back, excited about being with you today, and have some great things to share with you. I want to share with you from the thought on the overcomer's key, which is the key of peace. The overcomer's life is what we always talk about on this broadcast, how to experience the overcomer's life. And so I want to talk to you about the key of peace, the overcomer's key of peace. And I'm not going to take a lot of time, and I'm not even going to give you all the scriptures that I might use or allude to. But you can go to them and you can research. Just look up the word peace and in your Strong's Concordance or in the back of your Bible and run the references on it, and you will find that it is very powerful. It's good to see you, Azir Ben. I'm sorry if I said that wrong, but God bless you. Welcome in today. Talking about peace, the overcomer's key of peace. And you know, first thing I want to say about peace is not passive. You have to understand that passive, meaning lay down, just accept whatever comes, just a calm, a sense of euphoria that no matter what happens in life, you just have this sense of euphoria about you, and you just go through life as though you're high on drugs or something. That's not what peace is. I want to talk to you about the power. Peace is really powerful. If you understand that, you'll really have gained something from this episode today. Peace is powerful. It is not passive. It's powerful. As a matter of fact, it is included in one of the pieces of the warrior's or the believer's armor. When Paul is talking about put on the whole armor of God, he talks about the shield of faith and the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit and the loins girt about with truth. And he comes down to and the shoes of peace. Put on the shoes of peace. So I'm trying to help you to see today how powerful peace is, because any soldier knows that they would be foolish to try to go into battle without their shoes. And it's not just any kind of shoes. They're not like wearing tennis shoes or sandals. You know, they've got shoes that are made for the terrain that they're going to be in and that they're going to be fighting on. And their shoes are made for that specific purpose. And so you need to understand that. I need to realize that as well, that the shoes of peace are for a specific purpose. In other words, let me say it this way. We fight from a position of peace. The most victorious people fight from a position of peace. In other words, there may be great warfare on the outside, but on the inside, I'm at peace. I'm at peace. First of all, I'm at peace with God. That's the first thing you got to have, is you got to have peace with God. And the way that you have peace with God is knowing that you are right with God, knowing that you're not entertaining any corruption within your heart, within your life. David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. I've got to keep a clear channel between me and God. And if I will do that, then I can experience peace with God. And that's the first place you need peace, is with God. You need peace with your fellow man as well. And the way that you have peace with your fellow man, you know, the Bible tells us to dwell peaceably with all men, inasmuch as lieth within us, that we should be at peace with all men. Well, you're not going to be able to be at peace with all men, because some people are very evil and very corrupt, and they are anti-peace. They don't want peace. They don't want peace with you. They don't have any peace themselves. But with our brothers and our sisters, especially within the body of Christ, there should be peace between us. And we keep that by keeping right relationships with them, by not letting any root of bitterness spring up within our heart toward them, toward something they did or said, or holding a grudge. You know, we want to keep all that stuff out of our hearts and out of our lives. And you do that by forgiving. I know that's a hard thing to do sometimes, but if you want peace, you're going to have to learn the lifestyle of forgiving as well. Because if you don't, I'm going to tell you, friends, if you don't practice the lifestyle of forgiveness, you are not going to experience the lifestyle of peace. You know, the Bible says that in this world, there's going to be offense. It says that it's impossible that offense won't come. It will come. But woe unto those by whom the offense cometh. Well, I can't control everybody. You can't control everybody around you. Offenses will come towards you. Things will come. Words will come. Attitudes will come. Things will come to try to get you to take offense. But once you understand how important your peace is, you will refuse it. You will refuse it. The Bible says that great peace have they which love my law, and nothing shall offend them. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. That, in other words, I love peace so much that I refuse to be offended. You may offer me an offense, but I'm not going to take it. I choose not to be offended. I choose to cling to my peace, whatever it costs. There's another scripture the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. See, whose mind is stayed on thee. Perfect peace, meaning complete peace. I will remain, live in an atmosphere, in an environment of peace. Not because everything is perfect around me, not because my environment is even perfect around me, not because my culture or my society is perfect around me, but because, hallelujah, I have the Prince of Peace living on the inside of me, and because I have decided to establish my mind, my thoughts upon God's Word, to let His Word dwell in my heart with all wisdom. XG Wisdom, hey, good to see you jumping on here today. And I have decided I'm going to dwell on His Word. Now, friend, I'm going to tell you something. Peace is powerful, and not only is peace powerful, peace is valuable. It's valuable. I fight for my peace because I must fight from a place of peace. My authority and my power in the realm of the Spirit really goes back to peace. If I don't have peace, I don't have authority. If I don't have peace, I don't have any power. You've got to have peace. And once you're walking in peace, you'll walk in authority. You'll walk in power. And so He will keep us in perfect peace when our minds are stayed on Him. Hallelujah. Oh, friend, this is powerful. The peace of God, the Bible says, let the peace of God, which passes all understanding, it will keep your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said, praying. He said, let your requests be made known unto the Lord with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, and the peace of God will keep your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ. I war from a place of peace. I have authority because I walk and live in a place of peace. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. First of all, I'm at peace. I'm at peace with God. And as much as possible, I'm at peace with my fellow man. And because I am, I have a position of power. And because I am, I have a position of authority. And because I'm at peace, I can war effectively. I can bind the works of the devil. I can rebuke the attacks from the devil. I have made up my mind that I'm going to keep my mind stayed on Him. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Friend, you've got something to do in this equation. There's something very important that you have to do. You have to make the choice. I will meditate. This book of the law, Joshua 1 and 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You must meditate on God's word. You must put his word in front of your eyes, and you must put it in your heart. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you're getting this today, friend. The power of peace, the overcomer's key of peace. You know why there's so many people today that have no peace? I mean, their minds are in absolute confusion and turmoil. They're distressed. They're distressed. I mean, they're so confused and worried and stressed out and anxious. Oh, my Lord, why? Because they're thinking about everything except God's word. Their minds are on the economy. Their minds are on what's happening in Washington, D.C. Their minds are on the shortages. Their minds are on whatever is going on in the natural realm around them. They're so worried and fretful and confused and distressed because their minds are focused and they are settled on the wrong thing. See, I'm just like you. I'm a minister of the gospel. Of course I am. But I'm a person. I'm a human person. I'm a man. And I have to fight the urges and the desire and the thoughts to go to the news and to follow the news and be a news hound and stay up with all that's happening and all that's going on. But I tell you what, I found out I can't afford that. It takes my peace. It robs my joy. It steals my peace away from me when I let that stuff get into my eyes and I let it get into my ears. I have decided I will meditate on God's word. I'm going to put his word in front of my eyes. You know, David said, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. You can't afford it. There's too much garbage going on out there in the world. And there's a phrase that's used among computer programmers and computer users called GIGO, G-I-G-O, which means garbage in, garbage out. It's an acronym, garbage in, garbage out. You are what you eat. You've heard that old saying, you are what you eat. Well, in a spiritual sense, friend, it is true just as well. You are what you eat. Whatever you allow to come into your ear gates and into your eye gates, that's going to become who you are. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Well, I'm trying to help you today. I'm trying to help you to walk out of that fear and out of that stress and out of that confusion and that anxiety and come to a place of peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And I'm going to say it again. Peace is not passive. Peace is powerful. But peace is not automatic. It's not automatic. Just because you are a believer does not mean you're going to walk in peace. You must choose to walk in peace. That's why the Bible talks about putting on the whole armor of God. It says, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the helmet of salvation. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Put on the loin girdle of truth. Put on the shoes of peace. You must decide today, I will walk in peace. Hallelujah. I have decided I will walk in peace. I'm not going to let my mind be troubled. I'm not going to let myself be tormented by what's going on around me. It doesn't mean that we can change. My peace is not changing everything around me, but my peace has given me a position of power and authority. I can walk through this world without being overwhelmed. The scripture says we're in the world. God is great. God, good to see you come in today. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Friend, you have a power in you that's greater than the power that's in the world. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. But you must know, you must understand the power of peace and how important it is that you walk in peace, that you pull up those boots of peace, that you put those boots of peace on every day and make the determination, today I will meditate on the things of God. Today, I will spend time worshiping God. Today, I will spend time reading God's word and feeding my spirit on the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Friend, this is how you walk in peace. And this is how you have a life of victory and power. And this is a key to the overcomer's life. Well, I hope that we helped you today to understand a little bit more about the overcomer's key of peace. And of course, you can do your own study through the scriptures and you can find much, much more about how to obtain peace and how to live in peace and how to manifest the peace of God. And certainly in the hour that we live in, friend, you need that. We all need that. So I bless you in Jesus' name. I thank you for joining us today. Again, this is Pastor Terry Sisney. This is the Overcomers Broadcast. I want to say thank you for jumping on here today. Emmanuel, thank you for coming in as well. God bless you, and we will be back again to share with you some short, powerful, practical keys to the overcomer's life right here on the Overcomers Broadcast. God bless. We'll talk to you later. Bye.